Radio Mercury, More Music Saturday. Soul to Soul, Keep on Moving, we did with Ace. How long has this been going on? And that, of course, was Mary Hopkin. It's 16 to 12.
This is Radio Mercury News, and there has been a most amazing development in the battle for independence at Mickleham. Villagers threw barricades around the town early today after declaring UDI, and there have been several clashes between units of the British Army and Mickleham Defence Forces. Our reporter, Graham Freer, has defected to the rebel forces and has become Minister of Information and Propaganda in the breakaway regime. We now have him on the line from Mickleham. Graham, I must ask, first of all, you have a successful career in radio. Does this mean that you will be leaving us here at Radio Mercury?
I have no choice. I have no choice. Higher duty has called me to this.
But why?
Well, because of the money, for a start, and also a share in the oil. And also I feel I'm doing something for Mickleham, a part of Surrey which has a tremendous history. I have a feeling of strong and deep links with this area, and I want to do it.
But do you have any actual physical links? Were you brought up in the area? Do you have relatives in the area?
Well, no, but my auntie knew someone who lived here once.
Look, let me go on to your post. I gather that you are now Minister of Information and Propaganda. What does that actually involve?
Well, it means I've got to inform people and propagandise, basically. But what it means is I'm the public voice of Mickleham. That is what I am, and I'm proud to take up these duties, and I do so without any fear of shame.
Have you been given a military rank, Graham? Oh, I'm sorry, Minister.
Yes, you may call me Minister if you like, but Field Marshal is one title that I answer to.
Field Marshal?
Yes, they are making the uniform at this moment.
If people come to Mickleham, I mean, first of all, will they be allowed in?
Only with a passport.
I see. And if they come to the village, will they be able to see you? Will you be able to disperse information to them, or should I say propaganda?
By appointment, of course. But I shall be here, naturally, fulfilling my duties in every way which is the best possible.
One word else. I mean, Graham, we will... I'm terribly sorry. Minister or Field Marshal.
Please.
I must say, on behalf of us all here at Mercury, that we are totally shocked by this move of yours.
Well, you shouldn't be, really. I mean, you should have seen it coming, after all.
Well,
this is a wonderful cause. This is Mickleham. It is the seat of so many of our former prime ministers. It is where so much of our history in this country has been made. It is where Charles II, indeed, inseminated Lady Elizabeth Hanford. What more can I say?
Not a lot, not a lot. I must say, on behalf of us all, and I'm sure a lot of Radio Mercury's listeners, that you will be a very sad loss. And all I can say, once again, on behalf of us all, is that I hope that you know what you're doing.
Well, I can only say that I will be pleased to pass on any reports from the Free Duchy of Mickleham at any time, should things happen and you want information. Treat me as your correspondent, if you like. I should need the money.
Minister, we're honoured. Thank you.
Radio Mercury!
Mr. Bassman, you've got that certain something. Mr. Bassman.
Donna Summer, before that Dean Martin and Rick Astley. Not from London, not from the coast, but from the heart of the south, this is Radio Mercury, 102.7 FM stereo, with our Horsham relay on 97.5. It's 12 midday.
This is the news with Judith Falcon. There have been amazing scenes in the Surrey village of Mickleham this morning, following a declaration of independence. Villagers threw up barricades after discovering a charter signed by Charles II, which, they say, grants independence and creates a free duchy of Mickleham. Units of the British Army attended to regain control, but after brief exchanges of fire, they were forced to withdraw. We now have a statement from the Minister of Information and Propaganda of the Duchy of Mickleborough, Field Marshal, the Right Honourable Graham Freer.
On behalf of the citizens of Mickleham, I, Graham Aloysius Freer, formerly of Crawley in the county of West Sussex, do hereby declare that I am pleased and honoured to have been appointed the first Minister for Information and Propaganda for the newly independent Duchy of Mickleham and Herfelberg. Be it known by all manner of person whomsoever you shall be, that henceforth, and even to the end of time, all shall be welcome here to sojourn and dally sportingly, for the purpose of visiting upon production of the apposite entry documents, viz. Visas, passport, and, of course, money. Monty Pilbeam's Bureau de Change is by the barrier on the right. From this day, the 1st of April 1989, Mickleham is free. Party bookings welcome. Long live our illustrious leaders. Long live Mickleham.
Graham Freer, late of Radio Mercury, now Minister of Information and Propaganda of the Duchy of Mickleborough, this April the 1st. And now look at the rest of the news. A Scottish MP says that the poll tax will be the final undoing of the Conservative Party north of the border.